When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
The three of you overseeing the wreckage of the city.
I cannot believe this is my city. It is destroyed. And
where do you think an entire city would flee?
I think we should go to visit one of my friends.
Are you okay, Flint?
Are you okay?
Is there a chair, something? I gotta sit down. There's pain in my chest.
You catch sight of a person in like a green hooded cloak.
Wait, please wait.
We thought you were dead.
Oh, it is so nice to see a person.
Every day rushes together. It's been at least years.
Years.
So we were in that pyramid for years.
Drizul turns to you and says, "Okay, I think we're ready."
Yenbul, are you coming?
Yes, I can't fight everything here.
And then you're in an alleyway in Waterdeep.
We gotta hustle here, peeps.
You definitely look like you're in hustling form.
You're bracing Flint as you walk down towards the main road, and as you step out into the main road, you look up, and immediately what catches your eye are dark black banners hanging from the streets with the symbol of Orcus. You look at the people, and they're quickly rushing about from place to place, some of them looking at the sun. A lot of doors are shutting up as you realize it's getting towards sundown.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Carla Maxted.
That is me. I am mad at Russ, and my name is, I already said that, but I play Yenbul Nuri.
Oh, everybody's so wrapped up in the anger. Tom Laird, probably not as mad at me, maybe?
Even more mad.
Oof, twist.
Didn't think it could happen, but it's true. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's me. I play Flint Firebeard.
And Amy Moore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? I couldn't hear you.
It's for the listeners.
I wasn't listening. It's for the listeners. And I play Thea Amastasia. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. How are we doing?
Feeling great.
We're still processing.
Yeah.
So happy to see my friends, Tom and Amy.
Oh! Oh! For you, listener, it's been 2 weeks of hatred. For everybody else, it's only been 30 seconds.
It's fresh for us.
Yep.
It's fresh. So fresh. The wound, it's open.
If you want to experience the true... Here's where we can go with this. If you want to experience the true hatred for what happened in the last episode, go visit us on patreon.com/dumbdragoncast because there's like a 30, almost 30 minute downtime. 20 or 30 minutes of everybody just being, just it was a good session of just like talking out our feelings, I think.
Yeah, after we record an episode, we record the downtime and then that comes out
the Saturday after, and it's us, like, our immediate reactions and some light stats because we leveled up, but nobody wanted to talk about that.
I thought you were going to say light stabbing. It's like, oh, all right.
Escalated once. Whoa, Tom went to get the ginger ale.
No, I was just going to say,
no stabbings.
You totally outed me. I'm the only one recording with an actual person in the room. So it would be me.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Someone check in with Russ.
You can hear our fresh reactions, even fresher than these ones, when we find out we have somehow fast forwarded to the darkest timeline.
I wouldn't let Russ sing in Dungeons downtime. I was like, downtime, and we're talking about this now, motherfuckers.
Yep. So that's fun. You should join us on Patreon and listen to that.
Before we get too much into it, when you're a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Derek Wagner.
Derek, thanks so
Derek.
Much.
Thank
Do you hear, like, all the stress just out of our voices?
I know.
Derek, we're not mad at you.
Derek makes me happy. Derek is a wonderful person.
Derek
looks
awesome.
Great, mm-hmm. smells good, and mm-hmm. is very smart.
And really kind to other people. It's what I hear
Absolutely.
About Derek. Unlike other people.
I think we're going to have patrons just randomly drop into our recording sessions now, just so you're not mad at me all the time. Might add
I mean,
it. Just
there's another way to bring about that result, and that's not to fast forward us and put us in the darkest timeline.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that?
You make your own choices, Russ.
Yeah.
Fuck true. It. Let's play. You are standing in the streets in Waterdeep, bracing Flint between the two of you. You're seeing people rushing to their homes, shutting their doors, closing their shutters. You look up and you see symbols of Orcus on banners throughout the streets.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie to you. I regret going to Kalimport.
Yes, I feel like perhaps I regret leaving. I don't know. I thought we would come here and it would be better and safe, and I could figure out a way to save my city, and if we could save Flint, and now I get here and I've never been here before. But I
Oh, it's not usually like this.
It is not Orcus hooray everywhere normally.
I wonder, is this I want to like just stop someone rushing by and just say, excuse me.
You step in front of a woman who looks up and panic is in her eyes and she tries to push past you.
No worries. It's just going to take 5 seconds of your time. You're going to get home quick.
She turns back and looks at you and then she stops for a moment. And then her eyes change from panic to hatred. And she turns and she leaves. She goes into a door and closes it.
Well, shit. I don't think that we are friendlies here, my friends.
I feel like we have to get inside. It's pretty clear social signals going on around us.
I usually ignore those, but I agree with you. Is there an inn?
There are many inns. Yeah, it's Waterdeep. You guys know Waterdeep so well.
Well, Yenbel doesn't. She's never been here before.
That's true. Explain it to you.
I don't have to remember. I don't have to remember anything.
If you could just run Yenbel through it, that'd be great.
You try to find any landmarks in the immediate area. You guess that you're in one of the lower wards, quite a ways away from like the Yawning Portal or Castle Waterdeep or anything like that. As you kind of figure out which part of the city you're in, you hear the door slamming stop and you hear like heavy footsteps echoing from down the street.
Oh God, I feel like we all turn and look at the same time, but I don't think we should. But I feel like that's what we would do anyway.
Well, if you two both turn, I'm probably turning with
you. It's true.
Well, yeah, true. You have no choice.
You turn and look towards the echoing sound. You catch sight of a figure flying, like crossing the street above in the air. It looks dark and wispy, zipping through the air above you. And then you look down and you see like a line of what look like soldiers walking in unison down this street.
You head back down the alleyway to get out of the immediate line of sight and make your way to where the Lonely Whip used to be. The sign is kind of roughly hanging off. The doors are locked and windows shuttered.
I bang on it.
You hear movement coming from inside and whispering at the door. Who's there?
Please let us in. We need a place to stay for the night. My friend, he's very ill.
The shutters kind of open. You see eyes peeking through. And they close up and the locks begin to go. Door pulls open. You hear the footsteps like rounding a corner down the street from you. Come in, come in. You enter and it's a woman probably in her 30s, tight curly red hair, and she's dressed in like common clothes, but they look torn and tattered. And she locks the door behind you and turns to look at you and says, "Yeah, just stay quiet. Why didn't you go home? Like,
we've only just arrived in the city.
Why did you come here?
We didn't know it was like this.
Where have you been? Under a rock?
In a pyramid.
One and the same? It's different. Okay.
Yeah, no,
sure.
I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, that it is surrounded by rock. Yes.
Okay. Who are you? What are you doing here?
My name is Yenbol. I've come all the way from Kalimpor.
That's a long ways. And as you're softly talking, you hear the footsteps come up to the front of the house and begin to, like, you hear them marching down the street and they're walking by. She holds her breath as they pass the doorway.
How long has it been like this?
How long has it been like this? She's like counting on her fingers as I don't know, seven years? It's been like this? There was a battle for a couple years before that, and then forces overtook. Where did you... Like, it's not just Waterdeep. Where did you come from?
Kalimpor.
And is it better in Kalimpor?
Oh, no, it is. It's very bad in Kalimpor.
The city is destroyed. Everyone is... There is no everyone anymore, but the few people that remain, they are below in tunnels. We thought it would be better here.
Come in and sit down. She leads you to a table, pulls out a chair for Flint. Have you eaten? Do you need something to eat?
That would be really kind of you. We have a lot of questions.
Yeah, just give me a second. She seats you all and then goes back into the kitchen. You hear her fixing some stuff.
I softly yell back. What is your name?
My name's Sharon.
I feel like the woman in the street recognized us. And I have a feeling like we may be enemy number one. Not you, Yenbol. You have the bliss of not being known at all here. I don't know if sharing who we are is going to be helpful or going to get us kicked out or if she'll call the guard.
Well, I mean, I'm inclined to think if she just wouldn't open the door, if that was sort of the mindset, but that being said, you might be right.
You look at Flint and realize he's completely covered in dragon scale.
Head to toe?
Yeah.
He just looks like a small dragonborn?
With a big beard.
Yep.
Oh, good. I was a little worried about his beard. Like, it would have been a lot more dramatic if it was coming out in chunks as scales were taking over.
Oh. I mean, that's... Yeah, hasn't happened yet.
If it's already been scalified, I mean, good luck adding it in. I'm not giving you ideas.
Even if it did, I have that belt of dwarven kind, which makes me grow
right.
A radical beard, so...
That's true. You can't get rid of your beard.
Yep.
It's just not done. I just don't know if we should be sharing our identities just yet.
Perhaps this woman is quite young. Maybe she did not recognize you.
Maybe not. Let's just try to get some more answers first before we potentially get thrown out on our asses.
Sharon comes back with a few plates and sets them down in front of you and says, "Well, you have questions?"
So many.
Great. What can I answer?
I mean, for starters, just thank you for the hospitality.
Yes, thank you.
Seems a little empty in here.
It's not many people visit after dark.
What exactly is going on with the after dark situation? Is it a curfew? Like, a lot of people were rushing around on the streets.
It's exactly what it is. It's anybody out after dark is thought to be conspiring against Orcus. Everybody still surviving here, as we are, is dedicated to Orcus. She looks deep into your eyes. We survive because they allow us. Because we believe that one day we will join, in our own time, the land of the undead.
I can only imagine how exciting that must be.
Yeah. We're all looking forward to it.
And any sort of rebellion definitely doesn't exist.
No. Any thought of rebellion would be immediately found and brought to swift justice.
Because Orcus is listening all the time.
It is wise to believe that you're always being monitored.
Okay, so we're on the same page. There are no rebellions. You're certainly not waiting for anyone to, I don't know, come and lead a resistance.
Who would be so foolish?
Who indeed? And Thea rips open her shirt, and underneath her shirt is a shirt she had made that says Decimators of Dragons. Totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Orcus with a red line through it.
That's right. Orcus, but then like with like a red D scratched in front of it, and it says Dorcus. These are all my feelings. These didn't actually happen.
And then we flashback. It's the dream sequence.
Oh yeah, this is my cut scene. Everyone freezes. I talk to the camera.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Okay. Well, who is in charge here? Surely not Orcus himself.
No, he has disciples in Castle Orcus.
Oh, has this whole city been renamed Orcus?
It's still Waterdeep on the map. There are certain benefits to keeping people of life around when dealing with other areas not yet controlled by Orcus.
So, the soldiers, are they are undead?
Yes.
But the administrators of the city, they are still human?
I suppose we don't see them often. They are kept in tight guard in the castle.
Do you know of their names?
Not specifically, no. Many come and go. Only a couple stay regularly. From the windows, we've seen a dragonborn looking person, thing, creature. I mean, not unlike yourself, less follicularly enhanced. But he's an imposing figure. He's the only one we really see of any frequency, but he's not always there. Him and a smaller woman often travel in every few months, almost like they're checking up.
How small is a small woman?
Well, it's just like it's either a halfling or a gnome or...
Red hair?
Possibly.
Speaks with an accent?
I don't know. Well, she doesn't ever speak with us.
Does she have a little shovel? I'm asking questions you don't know.
I've not seen her dig. I've not seen her talk. I've not heard her talk.
Okay.
Any sight of them has only been from the streets up to the castle.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. What of everyone from Castle Orcus?
The rulers of the city previously have not been seen in many years. Some were publicly converted.
I'm sorry I keep asking you for names, but who?
Lord Neverember? Lady Silverhands was around before Orcus took over, but she was not seen after. Some of the right hands to the rulers were given the same fate. That's all I know. Give me a moment. Let me get the bill. I'll be right back.
I totally think Lipsinky's here.
But she said they're only here sometimes.
Yeah. But that's one person that we know who is alive. And I mean, I feel like she was wavering, but that was it 7 years ago for her?
Is that how long it was? Did we establish that?
Well,
she did
that's
say.
What, that's what Sharon what said.
That's okay. What Sharon. Well, Sharon said that Orcus took over 7 years.
But then
ago.
There were a couple right. years of couple fighting. Years it ago. Was probably like 10 years.
Okay.
Okay. But was it for her?
Well, they were only in the pyramid with us for. I don't know for how long exactly. I was in that cage for a while, but.
Oh my god, did Orcus send them in like, okay, it's been 9 years?
Oh god.
These idiots can't get the job done. Head in there.
Makes me really mad. Oh god. Well, anywho, we talked to her the day the pyramids stopped.
Yeah.
Yes.
And which is like in present time.
For us, only a few days.
But for her, like, it was still the most recent time. Because once he was defeated, I assume things went back, not back to normal, but continued on, as it were. So, I don't know, maybe we may be able to convince her. I don't know. You think they would have said something? Right? Rude.
Yeah, like a little like, hey, it's been 7 years since we've seen you guys.
Mm-hmm. Or hey, it's been a long time.
Flint, how are you feeling? You are now...
You're straight up like Dragonborn, man.
Yes, what do we do? It was,
Well, I mean, honestly, besides the pain in my heart and the splitting headache, I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, I don't like well, that.
That's not ideal.
Well, no, I mean, I've been through worse, maybe. But, yeah. It,
but you
know,
can't recall a time right now?
I'm having trouble recalling a lot of anything with this headache. But you know, like, hey, if we get into a scrape, you know I'm ready.
Can I, like, cure wounds on him or, like, try to help his headache?
Sure, what do you want to do?
Cure wounds? Want to touch him on his temples?
Yeah, you can certainly...
And cast cure wounds?
You can certainly do that, yeah.
Like, you regain hit points, which I don't think is important, but I'm trying to help your, like...
The symptoms, if not the...
Yeah, I can't help the cause, but the symptoms, sure.
Yeah, the pains you're feeling as Thea cast this don't go away, but they dull.
I don't know what our next move is.
Perhaps tomorrow, when we are not confined, we can try to find someone you used to know?
Maybe.
I feel like... No one knows me here. Flint is unrecognizable. If you are worried that you are an enemy here, you could disguise yourself and then...
Not a problem.
Yes, and then we can... Perhaps she will let us stay here for the night and then we will go and try to find someone you know. Perhaps someone who can help Flint.
Yeah, Flint... Sorry, we're looking for the... You want to say Brotherhood of Traveling Pants? I know that's not right.
Nope, that's right.
Arcane.
That's how I remember it.
The Arcane Brotherhood of Traveling Pants. I wonder if they're here. Are they underground? Like, there's no way they just rolled over and went, okay, Orcus, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm inclined to think the same way, but where would we even start to find them?
Sharon!
Sharon comes back out holding a piece of paper and says, yes?
I have another question for you.
Okay. She slides the paper to you.
I look at it. It says what?
You look at it and the note says, resistance in the sewers.
I put a gold piece down. The Arcane Brotherhood, by any chance? Has been taken over by Orcus. And wiped out, I hope.
the Arcane Brotherhood, and she's like looking around now. It's like, hasn't been seen here in a long time. And when she says long time, she taps her finger on the paper.
Good. Praise Orcus.
You'll have to work on the handshake later. But
it's like we grasp pinkies and then we lift it up and down and then
fall off.
But then you grasp again and then you like hook your pointer finger and then you do it with
and
your
the
other
pointer
hand.
Sisters.
Yeah. And then you do the whole up and over and you guys both like twirl around. You touch ankles a few times and then there's like a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does anyone get anything done with this overly complicated handshake?
You look around the city and there's just people like in different points of the handshake. Just
the fact that you caught them all rushing back to their house. That's like the point with they all finish and now they get to go back home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starts in the morning, ends at night.
Real long handshake. May we stay the night?
Of course. Of course. We have some rooms upstairs.
Thank you for the food and the help.
Yes. Thank you. Curfew ends at sunrise.
Yes. Most of the forces go away. There are still several patrols throughout the day, but it is safer.
Well, under Orcus's protection, aren't we all safer?
Exactly.
Thea really likes to lean into, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm part of this cult.
Welcome
jingle,
to
jingle,
the
jingle,
middle
jingle.
Channel. It's time to talk about the things.
It's December now, so we can really like
just lean into
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you're not listening to this in February 2027. Or
well, hopefully you
June.
Are.
I mean, like if you are.
Correction. Hopefully you are. And you got a little Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
In February, I think you need it.
Yeah. I mean, it's no January blues, but it's.
Oh, January, I'm so
riding
the high.
Who knows what the year looks like in 2020? If you're listening to this in 2027, tweet at us and say hashtag Christmas in February 2027.
God, I hope Twitter isn't
Please
the
do.
Thing by then.
It's going to be. Okay, on the social...
You mean in just
we'll
six
be,
years?
Whatever social media is available, do
at
it.
At us.
Anyways,
TikTok us.
If you're listening in February 2027, this next 3 minutes is not going to have anything to do with you because we're going to talk about a special offer that we have going on until December 9th of 2020. And we would love for you to come join us on patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and take advantage of some of the sweet merch. It was supposed to come in today. I was going to show off to all of our patrons what it is, but it's coming in tomorrow. So
we're going to cover our living room in merch.
And then take pictures of it.
That's pretty awesome.
That's fine.
And I'm gonna say something cool in the tagline, like "Don't be smirch," all this cool stuff, something like that.
Yeah, but you're gonna keep workshopping it.
So working on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna
workshop
a little
bit.
I thought that's what we agreed on. No, that's not what we. Okay, yeah. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Until December 9th, we've got digital wallpapers at the 3. We've got stickers at the 5. We've got coasters at the 15, and that sweet acrylic pin at the $25 tier.
And so for all new and upgrading members, for every 5, we'll do a bonus episode. And we've already released
two of those.
Two bonus episodes.
We're almost one more away from our third bonus episode.
Yes. You know what might push us over that?
What?
Well, we got that live stream coming up because we just set the date for that.
Oh, yeah. December 12th. Live stream coming up. Baby, look at all these things we have going on.
Yeah, those are for patrons only. We've never done a live stream before. So like, come watch us fly, watch us fall. Give us like your input as to what's supposed to
tell
happen
us what
in this
to
episode.
Do.
Tell us how the rules work. But yeah, no, that's December 12th at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern for probably a couple hours. We're going to be live streaming a game, which we've never done before. There's going to be some community involvement, some audience involvement. We're going to toss out questions and hopefully get better answers than what we would do. Maybe not.
Almost certainly. I mean, come on, guys. They're going to be better answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's coming up. So check it all out. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Hopefully see you over there.
If not now, then when? If not you, then who?
It's the glimmer of light in the middle of this, the darkest timeline episode.
Oh.
Now we'll get you back to
this. December's darkest time.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Merry yeah. holidays.
Yeah, I even
everybody.
Changed the intro music, if you notice that, to
oh,
more
wow.
darkest
Merry
time.
Darkest.
Yeah. 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 Sorry, everybody. That's the new Got intro little... music. Hopefully you like it. If they fix it, we'll go back to the other
oh,
one.
Oh, no.
If not,
no pressure. Yeah.
Pressure. Okay, back to the episode. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, you spend the night.
I sleep with my weapons on me. Remember the last time we slept and then a dragon attacked?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Dragons are the least of your problems.
We
right
haven't
now.
Slept since then.
haven't slept since. Tom slept in full plate armor since that moment.
It's true.
When Russ
he
was
used
like,
to be totally naked and now he's just too scared to take anything yep. off.
One dragon attack is all you need.
That's right.
I think Yenbul, even though obviously everything is terrible, is still just like fascinated by this very different place than the place that she is from. So even in the room is sort of just like looking at everything and trying to, yeah, like, huh, this is what chairs look like here. Because everything is so different.
Right.
I mean, you know, general structures are the same, but it's like everything is totally foreign.
It's a lot less silks here.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, if the yawning portal hasn't been like taken over or destroyed, you should see it. It's awesome. There's a giant yawning portal in the middle of the tavern. It's crazy.
Oh my goodness. I want to see that. I want to see all the sights, but it's hard.
Well, it's hard to sightsee when Orcus is taken over.
Yes.
Can I braid your hair?
Oh, it's hard because it's so curly, but you can try.
Thea tries. Do I have to roll for braid?
No. You've got time. There's no pressing danger. You can braid as much as you want.
Mm. I French braid. I like fish bone or fish tail, whatever that braid is called.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do it all.
Okay. After your braiding session, you fall asleep. Flint, you don't sleep well. Flashes of the battle with Tiamat. You have flashes of the horde that you fought inside the pyramid. You feel like your muscles pulling from your bones and stretching. You wake up in what before would have been probably a cold sweat, but you don't wake up that way now. You wake up and you're just panicked. And like you can feel that the scales have like risen. And as you look around the room and see that daybreak has come, you hear a loud crash downstairs.
I'll grab my weapon and head to the top of the stairs and see if I can see what's up.
You hear heavy footsteps downstairs and growls. And then you see coming around the corner at the base of the stairs, one of the guards. They have a longsword in hand, and they point up the stairs at you and then let out another loud growl and then begin marching up the stairs towards you.
And how close is this fellow to me?
A flight of stairs, 15 feet.
I guess I'll take like a running jump off the top stair and like super like tomahawk axe this guy.
All right.
Damn it, Tom!
Roll to attack with advantage, because that's a ballsy move that I'm sure they weren't expecting.
Perfect. First roll would be a 25 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Second roll was worse, so we're going to go with the 25 to hit.
You leap off the top step. You drive your axe into the skull of this creature before you and topple on top of it and down, falling down, like wrapped up with this creature that is not moving beneath you. But the crash that follows after this wakes Thea and Yenbul.
I feel like I wake up in a mass of Yenbul's hair.
Yeah, so wake up and obviously, like, grab weapons and run out to see what is happening.
Flint, you at the bottom of the stairs, you see now that there are 15
soldiers standing in this front entryway. You hear footsteps up above, and Thea and Yenbul, you look down and see Flint in a pile on top of this soldier.
Thea, like, mouths, like, what the fuck?
Yenbul shrugs, like, I don't...
Thea quickly decides to alter self. I don't want to be recognized as myself. I want to be very plain, just long, dark brown hair, average height, kind of just like a medium, lightish.
Just an average lady.
Just an average, much standard, like, more than much anything. Like a standard lady. Just a light brown skin tone. Just, there is nothing out of the ordinary about me.
Okay. Flint, down at the bottom of the stairs, these soldiers are beginning to move towards you aggressively.
Is there anyone else downstairs, or is it just all soldiers?
It looks to be, from what you can see, all soldiers.
I know I have a breath attack somewhere, Russ. I don't see it on my sheet, though.
5x30-foot line, dex save.
I guess I'll unleash this as I, like, disentangle myself from the poor fellow underneath me.
Okay, the DC save is 8 plus your con plus your proficiency bonus.
All right, so you will have to beat 18.
So half dodge down this line, half do not. So you say there's probably 5'10", so 5 and 5, and then it's 5d6.
20 lightning damage.
Many of them drop. Thea and Yenbul, you shrugged at Flint, and he unleashed a lightning breath.
Not what we were expecting him to do.
No.
He's become quite erratic after his change. He's going through the change. This is menopause, right? For for dwarves?
For dwarves and dragonborn.
That's what I thought. So, I mean, I don't even know. Thea comes down the stairs and said, like, oh, Sharon!
There's no call from Sharon back.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, we're in this now, so... Fuck.
I'm gonna cast Sacred Flame.
Okay. There we go. What I just clicked on Flaming Sphere. You go first. Cause Thea's like, call for Sharon.
Dex save. 17.
Oh, that was less good. That's,
not a 17.
Not a 17. Probably an 11.
So you take 20, I think, radiant damage.
You're damn right it's radiant.
Oofa doofa.
Yeah.
So you, like, run down the stairs and do this, or you do this from the top of the stairs?
I guess running down the stairs. Okay. I want to make sure I can direct that not where Flint is. I mean, it seems like the larger group of them is further away, so.
Yeah, you run down and you turn and you see there are another 10 or more soldiers, some of them pushing themselves up off the ground, others lying on the ground. Your flame goes and drops another few of them. Like the flesh on them, like, boils from this radiant energy, and it begins to smoke and flame as they fall to the floor.
Thea casts Flaming Sphere. So she runs to the bottom of the stairs, casts her 5-foot diameter sphere, and, like, thrusts it at the remaining 7.
Sure.
They need to make a dexterity saving throw.
16.
Not good enough.
Okay.
4. And a 5 is 9. Fire damage.
Okay. So how I picture this is, like, Flint unleashes his lightning breath, knocks many of them down. Thea and Yenbul rush down and begin, like, just lighting up the remaining, casting this ball through them, knocking them all down. You see a couple of them still moving, but the bulk of them appear to be unmoving at the moment.
Flint, what did you do?
And also tell us on the way, come on, we've got to get our stuff and get out of here. This is... Orcus knows everything, and now we have just attacked the guard. We must go. We must go to the sewer.
I want to go and kill those two guards that are still awake after they heard say go to the sewer.
Okay. Oh.
I have a feeling like Orcus already knows. I would just, I don't know. I'm just going to fucking move my flaming sphere over them again.
Yeah. It's like you just like drop it and move it up and
down.
It's
I
like
just,
you're dribbling a basketball.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
The two remaining that were moving now appear to be no longer moving.
We're not going to say another word until we get into the, you know, let's go.
Yes. I will watch my tongue.
You make sure you have all of your things. Where do you go?
You go. I want to go into the kitchen.
Okay.
And out through the back door. And also at the same time, looking for Sharon, leaving her a quick note. Sorry about all the bodies.
You leave a quick note as Yemble and Flint move out through the back door. You look through like a small window that sees through into the other room, and some of the undead soldiers begin to move again.
Undead.
You bolt out behind them. You're looking for a sewer entrance.
Mm-hmm.
You run out, and it's into the alleyway. You see this, the main street is becoming a little more busy. You see a few soldiers' backs to the alleyway out in the street. You run around a corner and down and find a sewer opening. And manage to get down and into the sewer. You splash down in, pulling the grate closed behind you.
It's not where I expected to be this morning.
Well, I mean, Sharon told us to go to the sewers, so I kind of expected us to be there.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe there'd be breakfast first. I thought maybe there wouldn't be mass amounts of casualties and also completely, you know, telling Orcus where we are. What were you doing, Flint?
Well, in my defense, I had a pretty rough dream. Like, remember when we were in the Thay and I had that dream?
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, but maybe like a little worse.
Oh my god.
So I was already just teed up and ready, and then that dude shouted at me. That was it. It was on.
Well, okay. I'm sorry.
You know, it was kind of like a wrong place, wrong time thing for him.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, can't undo it now.
No. No, we can't undo this. We're going to sleep in the same room next time. Maybe we should, like, have a rope around each of our wrists.
Oh, so, like, the buddy system. Sure.
So if one of us, like, you know, has a horrific dream, wakes up to maybe go kill a bunch of people, the other one will know, or at least be dragged along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good plan. Did she say where in the sewers we have to go?
No.
Cool.
I have that note with me, BT Dubs. I left no evidence.
Except the note that you left?
Just said, sorry about all the bodies. What are they going to like? This matches the printing from the scribe from, like, Silvery Moon.
Joke's on you. That's how they identify people in this orcas-driven world.
Oh, bullshit. That's way... You know what? I do feel like it would be a lot of bureaucracy. Lots of red tape. Lots of forms to fill out.
It's chaotic demons. Probably not. Okay, you're wandering around the sewers aimlessly, basically.
Essentially.
Okay. You spend the better part of a day walking through the sewers. You hear up ahead the sound of ducks. You turn a corner and you see three ducks marching back and forth, talking to each other.
Guys, I think we're in the infamous duck ward.
Hey, ducks.
Yep. Who goes there?
Who do you work for?
What do you work for? We work for ourselves. We're self-employed ducks down here.
Yeah, you
we
are.
We don't work for nobody, no one.
No Orcus?
I don't work for that schmuck. He don't come down here. He's scared of ducks.
From inside my bag, I pull out a pack of wet wipes.
What are you saying? We're dirty ducks?
I'm saying I got some currency.
And
we need to know where to go.
Yeah, who told you them's the way that we deal?
Word gets around.
Well, what are you looking for?
We're looking for a resistance.
One of them pulls a knife. What are you talking about, resistance?
You resisting me right now?
Nah, resist. You're under arrest.
Are you the resistance?
I could be the resistance.
Are you?
Ah. Quack.
Listen.
Yeah.
You've had a lot less people coming down here doing business with you since Orcus has taken over, haven't you?
Yeah. Not a lot of people. They drove out the sewer rats. We're pretty much, us and the few down in the, we're not supposed to talk about them. They're down there.
Talk about who you're not supposed to talk about, and I'll give you all the wet wipes you can dream about.
One of them
You'll be having wet wipe dreams.
The one who said, you know, the ones we're not supposed to be talking, gets slapped in the back of the head by the other one, said, we're not supposed to talk about them. Look, you give us the wet wipes, maybe we'll talk.
I chuck a pack of wet wipes at them, and I say, there's more where that came from.
How many more?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah. What about your friends? They got wet wipes?
Oh, you don't talk to them. You talk to me. Take me where you're not supposed to know, where you know.
We're on patrol. We can't take you. We can tell you.
Tell me.
All right. Give me the wet wipes.
No, you tell me first. You get the rest of the wet wipes after we get there.
I'll tell you half the directions, and they might not be in order if I don't get my wet wipes.
You tell me the directions in order, I'll double your wet wipes.
Left, right, left, left, right, left.
Left,
straight.
Right, left, right, left, straight.
Left, right.
Left, right.
Down the tube. Left, right. Left. Quack.
I wish Moot was here. He'd be taking a select start. Okay, let's pretend for a moment. Thea just drew arrows as they were speaking.
Sure.
She chucks a pack of wet wipes at them.
Ah.
At each of them.
Oh. All right. We'll take your insolence for payment.
Yeah, I don't think you know what that word means. I'm going to be on my way. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
And we go?
You follow the directions as the duck gave them to you. Down the tube, left, right, quack. And you come to a steel door at the end of a long corridor. It's raised up on a platform.
We try the universal knock. You know the one.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the one.
A moment passes and you hear from the other side of the door. Who's there?
The Decimators of Dragons. Thea looks to her like,
There's a long period of silence. You hear footsteps coming up to the door. Several locks go, and the sound of like magical dispelment happening. The door swings open. And you see Leosin. Where the fuck have you been?
All music and sound effects in today's episode can be found at epidemicsound.com or boomlibrary.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Mark Hartless, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Jessica Babiak, Derelith, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Luke Ikes, and Ray Serbeck. To find out more about how you can support Dungeons & Dragons, visit us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you can have exclusive access to 50-plus hours of bonus audio content, create in-game NPCs and items, as well as play games with the cast. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Were we not already playing with your feelings?
Well, that's fine.
Sorry.
That's how mad Carla is.
That's right.
She's beating her microphone around. Take that. She's got a picture of Russ on there.
We jump ahead 10 more years.
No!
I'm so good. From the windows
to the walls.
And then
I'm sorry. Yeah, and then what happens, Amy?
Can't remember.
What does the sweat drip off of?
My balls. And then all these orcas bitches crawl.
Yeah. From the windows. Fuck off.
Say it again, Amy.
To the walls.
Just let me.
No, no, because of what you did to us, no. I will be as silly as I want to be.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Beyond the Dark.
Sub-level 19 was nothing like the other floors of Machine Co. There were no alabaster workbenches, no spotless white carpets. Here, it was dank, dark. And that noise. A humming, throbbing sound like a sickly heartbeat hiding behind the whir of a great machine. A large metal cage loomed out of the darkness, backlit by an iridescent blue monitor, on which a cursor blinked idly. A metal panel slid out of an aperture in the cage near the monitor, and suddenly the cursor came to life. It read, "Insert hand here."
Beyond the Dark, a sci-fi anthology by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Find it at beyondthedarkpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.